We are joined here in the media center with the current fighting car number one qualifier, Ron Capps. His pass at 3.87815 seconds at 329.42 took him to the top of the category. Ron, can you go through tonight's pass and the conditions that you faced out there?
Well, conditions, we knew coming in conditions are going to be great, better than great, and they quite possibly could be as good tomorrow in Q4. So by all means, we're not going to sit on this number one, but everybody knew coming in this is a great racetrack. We knew the conditions were going to be good. You put those together, and this is what you see. And we saw JR run that 89 out in front of us, and we knew there was a good pair behind us that could take that from us. And Tobler, you know, the first run, I went back in the trailer, and he put it just like St. Louis Q3, and it went out and ran exactly the same. And then that session, he said he thought it should run 87 or 88, and it went 87. So, you know, that's the kind of confidence. When he gets that confidence flowing through his veins, it really, you know, trickles down to everybody else around him. So, you know, the best part is looking up and seeing Don Schumacher smile, because it's, you know, he doesn't get talked about enough about what he gives us. He gives us everything, and there's times we're embarrassed that we don't go out and do better for him, but these moments to see the boss smile, it's big.
Questions from the media?
Hey, you in front?
We played that game earlier, too. So, surprisingly, I still can't believe when I looked this up earlier that you haven't qualified number one yet this year. Is that surprising to you, knowing how much Tobler tries to get out of this thing?
Well, that was my next question, because I don't remember the last time we actually qualified number one. We, it's just not something, you know, when I was here earlier today, I talked about this, and it's almost funny how it's sort of coming around. St. Louis, we saw the cool conditions for the first time in a long time since NHRA backed the prep up and made the tracks a little less sticky. So with that being said, St. Louis, we went 87. That's big, because Ron Tobler is always known for the adverse, hot, tricky race day conditions. Just a great racer. He's not a great crew chief. He's a great racer. And so when we ran that good in St. Louis with the conditions and when cooled off, that was huge. And to see his smile, knowing that he finally found what he was looking for in those cool conditions, that because every year that we haven't won the championship and we've been close, we felt like we lost it in cool conditions. Coming down the stretch, Vegas when it cools off. Now with this race being swapped around with Maple Grove, and then of course Pomona. With time change and daylight savings going away, and it cools off fast there, you always see record times, and it's a little downhill there. So you know that you really got to have a tune-up. And now I know when I left the trailer just now, it was a high five and a hug, and just to see that smile on his face, that he's comfortable in these cool, fast conditions. And I'm super pumped about the rest of the year. You know, I always was, and I always focused on race day. I didn't worry about the number ones. You know, it's like, let them have it. We'll take those little points, and we'll go to race day and get the big 20 points per round. This was big because I think we said it when we left Dallas. We got to run the table. We've got to win, because if we win it, somebody else won't, and especially the people in front of us, and we've got to start making a move. And there's 150 points available in Pomona. You know, you can say what you want. We're pretty far back, but you got to remember, it was Saturday afternoon, late afternoon last year. We were trying to go back-to-back in the championship. Robert Hyde, who we were battling, wasn't qualified going into the last session and almost didn't qualify. Actually got out of the groove and did whatever it did, but he fought it and barely got in the show and then did what they normally do and came out race day and stomped us. But anything can happen. So we're just going to try to – this is a good start. You know, it's a great start.
Remind me what you got on your hat, because I'll screw it up otherwise.
Oh. You mean the
yeah.
Night vision lamps?
Night vision lamps.
Yes.
I knew it was lamps. I just
yeah. And Chase Elliott, he's going to qualify tomorrow with the same paint scheme, coming off his big win in Dover. And nothing would be better than having him on the pole there and us on the pole here. Would be great if we can hang on to it. And, you know, this is a big deal for Napa. You know, it's helping people see better at night. It's helping them safer, family safer. And it's when you get to drive a special race car, it's awesome anyway. But to put out a message like that, and represent Napa Auto Parts like we do, it's fun to put the car on the pole.
Who else?
Well, thank you for joining us
yep.
today. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.